coalition of Indigenous people, youth, frontline community members, and environmental groups rallied yesterday in front of the First Judicial District Court of New Mexico to mark the filing of a lawsuit against the New Mexico State Legislature, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, and other defendants for violating their state constitutional duty to control the oil and gas industry's growing pollution. New Mexico's failure to control oil and gas pollution violates our constitution and fundamental human rights to clean air, land, and water, said Gail Evans, an attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity's Climate Law Institute and lead counsel on the case. If concern for our environment and public health won't push New Mexico's leaders to control the reckless oil and gas industry, we hope legal action will. A broken, stolen statue was returned to a Southwest Michigan park more than 7 weeks after it was taken. Someone used excessive force to break off the top of the statue called Madeleine Bertrand, a Potawatomi woman, off its pedestal. That left the state statue's ankles and feet behind on March 16th, the Berrien County Sheriff's Office said in a news release. The statue was returned to Madeleine Bertrand's county park on May 6th. A person placed the statue at the base of the pedestal and then took a photo, police said. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.